Kevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you now?
Welcome to our world, Nevin. Now, it's the 1st of April, so you wouldn't know what had happened. You could be talking nonsense now, and it'll take me about 10 minutes to figure it out.
You'll just be nodding your head like this.
That's great. That's fantastic. But you're not going to do a spoofy one now.
No, we're not.
You definitely
wouldn't do that to you, Marty.
No, you would not.
Definitely not, my friend.
I know that. So you're doing a proper recipe.
Yeah. We're doing two recipes.
Oh,
and we're talking seafood, which we do regularly on your show.
That's true.
And it is great to see so many people enjoying seafood because we're an island and we should be eating more of it.
And you're a great man for being out with the fishermen and all the rest of it.
I have great respect for them, Marty.
Yeah,
they work so hard. And, you know, it reminds me as a chef, you know, we sell a lot of fish in the restaurant, but just they're unsung heroes in all weather conditions. God bless them. They're fantastic.
They are.
They really are.
Yeah, they really are. It's a tough old station.
So I suppose the key message, we have two different recipes. We have a lovely herb and nut-crusted cod, or you can use hake or whiting. I'll talk about that with a nice sauce. And we have the ultimate comfort food is the seafood pie with a cheesy mash. Go to your local fishmonger. And they'll look after, they'll prepare the fish, they'll pin bone it, whatever has to be done.
So what fish are you looking at?
So we'll talk about the fish pie first, because we're using three different fish. We're using some natural smoked cod, or you can use haddock, salmon fillets, or you can use trout. I'm trying to give your listeners a variety. So you have an oily fish, you have a white fish, and then a smoked fish. So, and then you have the haddock, the regular haddock. Marty, whenever I go and meet fishermen, I always ask them, you know, do you eat fish and what's your favourite? 99% of them say haddock to me.
Really?
Which I swear, honestly, I'm always amused and just interested.
And did they say why?
They just love it. They just think it's a very beautiful fish. It's not too strong. It's good value, which is true. And it's plentiful. And it's sustainable. I should have said that. So that's really important.
Right. Okay, well,
these are all pin boned, bones removed.
The vital thing to do is blooming pin bone the buggers, because I can't stress enough. Oh, I have this. I'm grand now, but for years, that was my thing.
I know.
And why I kept running away from fishes.
And you're right. And do you know, when, like, I've done a lot of trips in Spain for the TV show, and in the Basque Country in particular, they're big into cooking fish on the bone. And that could be monkfish, that could be brill, that could be turbot, you know. That's a different way of eating it. And so I love that, don't get me wrong. But people are nervous about
it. Yes, yeah.
They are nervous. Oh, yeah. And the way they fillet it in front of you.
Choke in front of you. Like.
Well, it's true. And you get a fish bone and it can be dangerous.
Oh,
so.
You certainly can. Anyway.
Your fishmonger will do that.
Yes.
So, okay. So you've had it, one smoked, one plain, and then your salmon. So we're going to poach that in some milk with a bay leaf and some peppercorns. And you poach that for about 8 to 10 minutes, bring the milk to the boil, put the fish in. But you're going to use this milk for your sauce. You're wasting nothing.
All right, good man.
That's really important for sure. You know what? So, Marty, in another saucepan, you're going to get a little bit of butter. You're going to put in some leeks. I love leeks. I absolutely love leeks.
Yes.
One small onion sliced. You're going to cook that off. You're going to add in some plain flour, so you're making a roux. You're going to put a good splash of wine into it, and that's roughly about a quarter of a pint. And have a glass yourself, because it'll get hot in the kitchen.
It's very warm in the kitchen, I find. That's a fair bit of wine in that.
Oh, it is. Now it's a good bit. And you let that cook off for about maybe 5 minutes. So you've made your roux. Then you're going to put your poached, you lift your fish out of your poached milk, you pass it through a sieve, and in the jug, you have your lovely infused milk, which you've got the flavours of the fish, and that smoky flavour. You're going to pour that onto your white sauce or onto your roux to make a white sauce, and then at the end, you're going to finish it with a couple of tablespoons of creme fraiche, which gives lovely lightness to it. It's not essential. You can use cream. You can just leave it as it is with the milk.
You prefer the creme fraiche, too?
I think it's lovely, and there's there's lots of lovely creme fraiche, but there's one made in Conway in Donegal, and it's a really nice it's just a acidulated cream. It's gorgeous. Really nice.
Right.
So a couple of spoonfuls of that, Marty. That's your sauce made. Then what you're going to do, you're going to get a little bit of baby spinach on the bottom of an oven-proof dish. Sprinkle that all over. You're going to get your poached fish, and then you're going to pour that lovely sauce on. Now, we're going to talk about mashed potato, cheesy mash, but you could do this with some breadcrumbs, which would save you a little bit extra work. So some breadcrumbs, it's not on the recipe, I'm just throwing it out here.
Okay.
Some breadcrumbs can go over that. You can put prawns into this recipe, you can put mussels. You know, not everyone likes shellfish. We do get some people that have shellfish allergies. So you can mix it up. It doesn't have to be, you know, I wouldn't put the lobster or anything like that in.
No.
But three lovely fish with a nice little bit of prawn works well.
That's right.
So you can use the breadcrumbs, but a lovely mash. So you make your regular mashed potato, put it through a potato ricer, put in a little bit of butter, a little bit of milk, and then some cheese. It's gorgeous. A nice mature cheddar. There's one from Drina, which is a gorgeous mature cheddar down in West Cork. It's fabulous, so it is. So, Marty, that goes on top of your fish into the oven. The oven's at 200 degrees. Remember, the fish is cooked. All you're doing is just warming through everything.
Yeah,
so that'll be done in about 25, 30 minutes. Serve with a salad. I just think a fish pie done well, it's delicious.
Oh, it's a lovely thing. Yeah, I am. And I think it's a lovely thing. And it, again, warming.
Warming.
And filling.
Yes.
And you know I'll be having a glass of milk from the fridge with that.
Your gas man.
That's, I'm sorry, but that's me. I know.
Love it.
Seafood pie, cheesy mash, and a glass of cold milk.
Oh,
that's
I love
gorgeous.
It.
Full fat, none of your muck.
Oh, I know you.
None of your pretend milk.
Pretend milk. I'll be quoting you on that. I love it. So that's one
that's
fish
one,
recipe.
What's your one?
Now we're going to talk about a herb and nut crusted cod. But
oh,
you can use hake, you can use haddock, we already spoke about. They're all plentiful and sustainable. So we'll talk about the crust and then we'll go back to the fish.
Okay.
So wholemeal bread, some walnuts which are roughly chopped. In the recipe we have a couple of herbs. We have parsley and chives. Just parsley is fine. So you melt a little bit of butter.
Well, the chives would be lovely.
I love it.
Yeah.
Melt a little bit of butter, add in some orange zest and add in some nutmeg.
Oh, lovely, yes.
And if you can get the whole nutmeg, Marty, it's gorgeous. It really is beautiful. So you melt that, mix that in with the breadcrumbs. Then you get your piece of fish and your fishmonger will portion it for you. So with the easiest way to stick the breadcrumbs on is a little bit of egg yolk. So if you can keep the skin on the fish, it's better. It holds it together. So say this is the fish. I'm showing you my hand here, Marty.
Small
you
fish.
Brush it with some egg yolk, put your breadcrumbs on, onto a tray. That goes into the oven and 200 degrees. I'd make this regularly at home. My daughter, Lucia, loves it. Oh, actually, I've done it before. You know I mentioned about the egg yolk.
Mm.
I've done it with pesto. Remember last week we were talking about the homemade pesto?
Yeah.
So you could brush that, the top of the fish with the pesto, then goes your breadcrumbs into the oven. You have a different flavour.
That's
you
right.
You don't need the nuts in it. I've done it with pecan nuts. I've done it without nuts.
I know,
nuts.
And some people can't have it
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly,
so.
Well said.
You know.
And the wholemeal bread, you're getting roughage into it, which is gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, Marty, we're going to talk about a sauce. So the fish is in the oven. The sauce couldn't be easier.
Lemon,
exactly.
Lemon.
Juice and zest of one large lemon, white wine, cream, a little bit of diced onion, Dijon mustard, that all goes into the pot. You cook that for about 10, 12 minutes.
Oh, I can now, smell it. Sounds...
And if you're making this for a group, you'll need to double the recipe and you'll need to mix a little bit of corn flour and thicken it. And can I give you a little tip too?
Yeah.
If you're making this just for, say, for two people or four people, double cream. It's a richer cream. It won't, it'll cook much faster. It'll reduce, much faster.
So and you won't need the expanding trousers if you take the double cream, will you?
You might.
You will if you have enough of it.
You're right.
You surely will.
But and then when you're happy with the sauce, pass it to a sieve because you don't want lots of onion in it. You've flavoured it with that and then finish it with some chopped chives. A little bit of salt and pepper, and that's it. So your fish is baked. It won't take any longer than 20 minutes, I promise you that. No matter how thick it is, it's a foolproof recipe. Serve with the sauce, some buttery spuds, little baby potatoes, peas if you want to. Perfect. Or broccoli, one of your favourites.
Yes, broccoli.
Delicious.
That's a lovely recipe. I really like that. Herb and nut crusted cod fillets with lemon chive sauce. And before that, seafood pie with cheesy mash. They're all gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. Listen, I must ask you a question about lemons. I love lemon. I'm a great man for sticking lemon in the glasses of water for
the
dinner. Yeah, but I like the lemon to flavour them.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And I like in sparkling water, I love ice and lemon and it's kind of bite off.
Yes.
What do you make? I've only recently realised that it is possible to get lemons with no pips in them. How is that? I always thought you buy a lemon, you slice it down, and there's pips. I have, of late, discovered that I can buy lemons with no pips in them.
Do you know, it says a lot. When you think of grapes, seedless grapes, so it's just a variety that they're probably growing with pips.
Because I'd never, obviously all my life, you'd be pips and be flipping them out, getting rid of them. And now I can buy it and there's no...
A new one now.
Haven't seen them?
No, that's a new one. You've educated me, man.
Well, there you go. And I just think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I just love the idea that there's no pips in them.
You know, we'd both go on our travels to Italy or Spain and you see them growing the big lemons and they're all different shapes
sizes.
And you know that the flavour would be gorgeous. The flavour, the lemon is beautiful.
It really is. It's only what are we playing now? Oh, I know. There's a band called the Lemon Pipers.
What? you just know your onions.
Look at you. Lemon Pipers. I think it's called San Francisco.
Brilliant.
I have it here somewhere.
Lemon Pipers.
Anyway, Lemon Pipers. Now, seafood pie with cheesy mash, thanks, Nevin, and herb and nut-crusted cod fillets with lemon chive sauce. But you don't have to use the walnuts if you don't want to.
You are right,
that's
friend.
Fantastic. RT Lyric FM, March in the Morning with the recipes. Bring on the Lemon Pipers, I say.
Well, hey.
Safe home to your family.
God bless. See you
God
next week.
God bless you, my friend. And no April Fool at all.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.